Week 5 Coaches Show is here at 92.1 at KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet alongside head coach from the Centralia Boys, Nick Evans. This locker room chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agra Enterprise. Well, it's been a trio of games since the last time we spoke, Coach. Inky Nighthawks on Tuesday, Monday this week, Marhill Mount Academy, and then the win over the Washington County Tigers 43-29, but here two-game losing streak. Coach, tell me about these last three games here for you and your team.
The Washington County game, I was proud to see that it was a defensive game. We haven't really won games strictly because of our defense. We've kind of matched that with some scoring. And Friday night, it was one of those games. It was kind of like Tuesday. We just could not. We had great looks. We were shooting the right shots. We just could not get it to go in. And we won that one with our defense and the way we rebounded the ball. So it was good to see them finding different ways to win. Good teams kind of find new ways. It's not always the same. It's just not in basketball. You're not always going to make shots. You got to find some different ways to win. And, Monday night, Quentin Aldifer had 33 points in that game and played incredible, obviously. And he kind of kept us in that. We had some, again, it was kind of, for the rest of the guys, it was kind of just like Friday was, where we take the right shot. We just could not make it. And as frustrating as it is, you have to stay. That's where the mental aspect comes in. Because you're doing the right thing, it's just not going in, and you start getting a little deflated. So we kind of talked that Quentin needs a little bit of support and a little bit of help, because he's a phenomenal player. And when he gets a little, just one or two other guys that's chipping in, our team can be pretty dangerous when that happens. And I thought that happened last night against Northeast Kansas team. That team has got everything you need. They got everybody on the floor, can make every single shot. Northeast Kansas team, and they got a big post inside that can. He's got footwork. He's got moves. He can finish. He's soft touch, and they're a solid team. And we got down by 14 or 16 in late second quarter, early third, and in that moment, I was proud to see us fight back. We were winning with about 20 seconds left, and had an unforced turnover. It led to them. They ran a little offense, got it to their big inside and scored on that, but with 5 seconds left. But I was just happy to see us battle. And then in that game, we did see some other guys make shots. It's like, Quentin had 19, but we had two other kids that were in double figures. So it was nice to see more balance in that area.
Well, you talk about your team getting dangerous. You have a chance for your team to get dangerous in the Twin Valley League tournament here. Your first game will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock against the Valley Heights Mustangs, a team you took on earlier in this season, winning 64-33. Coach, what are going to be some keys here for this matchup on Saturday? And then overall, what are going to be some expectations here for this Twin Valley League tournament?
It's a team we've played before, and you cannot – I mean, I don't – you can't look at records. You can't – anybody can beat anybody. I mean, I've said that since I started coaching in this league, and it's the truth. I mean, you see it every year, somebody that quote unquote isn't, their record doesn't show that they're a very good team, but then all of a sudden they want to win too. And it becomes a game. So you cannot take anyone lightly, in this league. Everybody's good coached. Like, the coaches are solid in this league. Kids are competitive in this league. So you got to come in with the correct mentality. And I think playing them once, I didn't think we handled the first quarter like I wanted to. We've approached that, and I think the guys won't do that again. But then just throughout the whole tournament, I just want to see kind of like what I saw last night. I want to see some fight. I want to see confident people, people that I'm not going to let one bad thing or one missed shot let me go to the tank. I'm going to fight through my self-pity is what you cannot dwell on your self-pity, because the team needs your effort constantly, and the team needs you to mental to be good too. So I thought last night was the best that I've seen them fight through their own adversity and then help the team.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you here for joining us for week number 5 of our coaches' shows, and good luck here upcoming in the Twin Valley League Tournament. That was head coach Nick Evans for the Centralia boys. Upcoming here on Saturday at 1 o'clock is the Valley Heights Mustangs taking here on the Centralia boys. And then, of course, Centralia boys matchups will be decided there throughout the week for the Twin Valley League Tournament. All here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.